For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gostad with your headlines. Governor Tony Evers says he is considering issuing a mask mandate, but that he isn't clear if it would stick after the state Supreme Court issued a ruling in May negating most of his stay-at-home order, which put his authority to issue statewide orders into question. Governor Evers is sending 2 million face masks and 4,000 thermometers to schools for the fall in the wake of President Trump's call for the nation's schools to reopen. Highs today around 90 degrees with mostly sunny skies throughout the day, overnight lows in the mid-70s. Thursday, highs in the upper 80s with scattered thunderstorms moving in during the afternoon and throughout the evening. Friday, highs around 86 degrees with a chance of afternoon scattered thunderstorms in Milwaukee, but nothing but sunny skies predicted for Madison. You're listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gostad with your headlines. The Common Council of the City of Columbus has voted to remove a statue of Christopher Columbus following a petition started by a Columbus High School student. Abby Adams said she didn't believe the statue off Highway 16 represented the city. Opponents of the statue's removal spoke out saying it revises history and started a petition to protect the statue. The Italian navigator working for the then Spanish monarchy didn't find South America until his third voyage and never set foot on North America, where Wisconsin is located. The statue currently sits on state land and is owned by the city, who must decide what to do with it. A local Knights of Columbus chapter has expressed interest in holding on to it in the meantime. You're listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gostad with some of your headlines. A new column by Daniel Bice in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel details the Miller Park District having received two payments totaling $4.3 million from the Department of Revenue. The funds came from the stadium sales tax that had ended in March. The controversial sales tax came about in 1995 and was known as the Stick-It-To-Em tax that applied to Milwaukee, Ozaukee, Washington, Waukesha, and Racine counties, helping to pay for Miller Park and its retractable roof by collecting more than $600 million. It is unclear if the recent money was collected after the deadline to end the tax or is just a surplus, but nobody seems to know what to do with the money, and in order to return it to taxpayers in some form, legislation would be required. You're listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gostad with your headlines. Miller Park could be used as a drive-through voting site for Milwaukee residents. Milwaukee Election Commission Executive Director Claire Woodall-Vogue wrote in a memo she had been working with the Milwaukee Brewers to create a drive-through in-person absentee voting experience at Miller Park. In the memo, Woodall-Vogue wrote, "The city election officials have 160 polling places confirmed for the August 11th primary and aims to have as many, if not more, in place by the November 3rd general election." Highs today around 90 degrees with mostly sunny skies throughout the day, overnight lows in the mid-70s. Thursday, highs in the upper 80s with scattered thunderstorms moving in during the afternoon and throughout the evening. Friday, highs around 85 degrees with a chance of afternoon scattered thunderstorms in Milwaukee and sunny skies predicted in Madison. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gostad with your headlines. Thousands of UW-Madison students will be impacted by the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency's announcement that international students enrolled in online-only classes in the fall have to leave the country or risk deportation. Students began enrolling in online-only courses as a precaution during the coronavirus pandemic. The economic impact of thousands of students leaving college towns across America has not yet been factored into that decision. Highs today around 90 degrees with mostly sunny skies throughout the day. Overnight lows in the mid-70s. Thursday, highs in the upper 80s with scattered thunderstorms moving in during the afternoon and throughout the evening. Friday, highs around 85 with a chance of afternoon scattered thunderstorms in Milwaukee. Nothing but sunny skies predicted in Madison. You're listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network.